So at the Ascension, what we're remembering is that the risen Lord Jesus, who had appeared at different times and in different places, sorry, this sounds a bit echoey, at different times and different places to his disciples, to various friends and people, behind locked doors. He'd eaten fish on a number of occasions. He'd walked with disciples on the road to Emmaus. They knew that he was alive, that he was with them. But it came to the time for Jesus to return to heaven to be with his Father and to sit at his right hand. And he gathered his friends, the disciples, for a farewell. And at that farewell, he told them, in different accounts, to do a few things. He told them that they were to go to Jerusalem and to wait for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that while they waited, they were to praise God. They were to read scriptures. They were to pray together. And he also told them, in the words at the end of Matthew's Gospel, which actually you could put on the screen, Mimi, that would be great, to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I've commanded you, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. How, when he was going to be with his heavenly Father in heaven, could he be with them to the end of the age? And that is the promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit who's God with us, God in us. And we're particularly looking forward to celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost next Sunday. But this time, this in between, if you want to take that off the screen, that's fine, is a time when we are particularly encouraged by the Archbishops of Canterbury and York, and in what has now become a global movement of prayer around the world called Thy Kingdom Come, to use these 11 days, or 9 days, depending on how you count them, between Ascension, which happened on Thursday, when we remember Jesus going up to heaven, and next Sunday, Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, that we use those days, just like those disciples did at the command of Jesus, to listen, to wait, to be expectant, to pray, to read the scriptures, and to expect God to be at work in our world today. Thy Kingdom Come invites us especially to pray for people to come to know Jesus. And that fits in with Jesus' command that we've just had on the screen in Matthew, to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit. And it also is prefigured, if you like, in our gospel reading today, where Jesus, having called Simon and Andrew to follow him, and they jump up at their fishermen, they leave their nets, and they go to follow him. He says, the promise is, follow me, and I will make you fish for people. How are we today to fish for people? How are we today to go and make disciples of all nations? This is the call and the invitation, if you like, for Thy Kingdom Come. And I want to invite you all today to think about how you can participate in Thy Kingdom Come in this next week. Actually, Gav, could you bring me one of those booklets? Because I didn't manage to bring one with me. Thanks very much. One thing that I'm going to invite you all to use is this little prayer journal. Those of you who were here on Thursday lunchtime got one of these then. But it's a prayer journal for 11 days of prayer. So you've got a few days of catching up to do, but that's okay. And in this prayer journal, it invites you to join a global movement of prayer. And it gives you points and tips about how to pray over these 11 days. And the invitation is particularly to pray for five. And that means to think of the five people that God is calling you to pray for, that they might know Jesus in a new way. They might need to know the healing power of Jesus in their lives. They might need to know the saving, rescuing power of Jesus in their lives. What people is a God calling you to particularly pray for over these 10 days? And the other thing that I'm going to give you all to use is one of these. I don't know if you can all see that. I've got a piece of leather tied around my wrist, and I've made 5 knots in it. And do you think you can bring a few of them forward, Gav? Thanks. And the idea, and you'll all be able to do this in a moment. In fact, actually, let's give them out now, Gav. If you could give them out, Jermaine and Gav, that'd be brilliant. The idea is that you get, I'm going to just untie it for a moment if I can. The idea is that you make a knot in this for each of the people that you're going to pray for, in whatever that prayer is, and that then you tie it around your wrist, and that you use that as a way of remembering to pray. And if it works for you, you can hold one of those knots when you pray for that person. And it may be that you want to pray for yourself, that you come to know Jesus' healing or saving power more in your own life. It may be for friends, it may be for family, for work colleagues, maybe for someone in politics, someone bigger in the world that they may in some way know. And because one of the ways that the world is changed is person by person. I think sometimes we feel a bit helpless that there's not much we can do, but what we can do is we can pray, and that we can pray that people know God in their lives in a new way, and that that will change them, and it will be the start of changing the world and a way of bringing God's peace and God's changing love into our broken world. So as you get these leather bracelets, please do be thinking how, and as you tie your knot, be thinking who you're going to pray for. And I might just give us a moment. Alison, could you just play the tune for the next song that we're going to have? And I'm just going to invite you with this music to be tying knots. Have all the children got one as well over there? Have you all got a bracelet? You make sure you've got them. All the little children can have one too. There's no age bar on this. So if you play something, we'll just have a few minutes to think about who you want to pray for. It's very simple. Some people don't seem to have quite seen what I mean. You just literally tie a knot like that. And you can tie it five times if you like, or just once along your piece of leather. And then you might, because I did, I got Gav earlier to help me tie mine on. It's quite difficult to do it by yourself, so you might want to get someone sitting beside you to help you tie it onto your wrist. But take those and take them into the week as part of your invitation to pray for people to come to know the saving, healing power of Jesus in their lives over these next 10 days. And as John said at our 8 o'clock service this morning, you might find that you're part of the answer to your prayer for that person. So be aware that God might be calling you to action as well as to prayer. And I think we'll give these out on the way out. So make sure that when you leave, you take one of these with you and use it as an aid to your prayers over the next 10 days. So can I invite you now to stand as we sing, "Here I am, humbled by your majesty, covered by your majesty.